Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. My question is about using CBD products for just degenerative arthritis conditions. I've had some feedback from an internal medicine doctor that it has some rebound effects. It feels good at first when you take it internally, and then you get some rebound effects. And this is the CBD without the THC at all in it.
Right.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. Did he mention what the rebound effects are?
Yeah, you just have a return. Like, I think they were mostly talking about people that were using it for insomnia and for anxiety, and that's not the issue. This is more inflammatory conditions, so
yes,
maybe it wouldn't have that effect on inflammatory effects. But
yeah, I would think not. I've had quite a number of patients, and I have a good friend who's been taking CBD for his arthritis, and it's been an amazing process to see his arthritis get much, much better.
He does the drops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does the drops, and I think he's tried various products too, but it's really made a difference in, you know, how easily he gets up in the morning and works around the farm, and so it's been really good.
That sounds good. There's so much out there. There's so many companies, and they're all trying to get your business, and it's hard to find one that's reputable or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And don't forget niacinamide, one of our favorite anti-arthritic supplements, and you can take that up to 3,000 milligrams a day. And after, you know, you give that 4 to 6 weeks, it can make a huge difference. And
now, is that the is that mostly for joint pains like knees, or is that for general arthritis, like in the spine, or what would it help all those?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere in the body. They found that niacinamide improves chondrocytes and helps with collagen production, mm-hmm. and it normalizes mitochondria and reduces inflammation. In fact, we did some original research at the Tahoma Clinic on this, and we found we were measuring people's range of motion and got dramatic improvement in all joints. In fact, several of the people that were in the study, I was going to call them subjects, but they were actually patients who were doing the niacinamide. Several of them canceled their joint replacement, their knee replacement, hip replacement. It was pretty dramatic. So
that's great.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch that.
Oh, that's great. Well, that helps. I do take, you know, I take a small amount. I've been taking it for years. I've always taken some kind of form. I take 108 milligrams, I think, of it. But that's not very much.
That's not very much, yeah.
No.
You may need more to have a better effect.
And with food, right?
I don't think it matters too much. It seems to be well absorbed. And, I think, but you do typically, people need anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 to make a big difference. Sometimes I'll add in MSM, too. I find that seems to work better than glucosamine sulfate.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you. That's very helpful.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call, Jackie. All right.